And I say unto you, my beloved, to my intercessors and those who are willing to lift up solemn prayers of intercession out of humility and not out of boast, that you pray for my backslidden church, saith the Spirit of grace. For those in my body that are still part of my body and yet go unrepentant, saith the Spirit of grace. Know this, that every time that my Spirit contacts them, or every wave of anointing that passes by them of any ability for them to hear, if they do not turn inward, then they turn outward, and their heart puts on another layer of hardness against the truth. I would that all would come into me. Mercy rejoices against judgment, saith the Spirit of grace. But know this, as surely as there is mercy, there will be judgment, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm asking you to intercede past this point in time as in service, but in your private life, ask me to go to them. For I desire to stir them up and open their eyes once again to see and not come under my judgment. But understand this, that if they will not turn, the church will also become your persecutors in the days ahead. That which is called Christ and the body of Christ will turn on itself and begin to devour itself against those, as Ishmael went after Isaac, as the flesh desired to devour the spirit. Know this, that some of the greatest persecution in the days ahead will be by those who are called Christians. But pray in this hour. Pray that I'll be able to turn many, for many will not be turned. Thus will the scripture be fulfilled. There will be a great falling away. But at the same time, there will be orchestrated by my Spirit an army that I have continued to prophesy to you and spoke through my scriptures that would come about. This army will be endowed with signs and wonders, saith the Spirit of the Lord. But this is the hour of intimacy. This is the hour of the calling away of the beloved and all who have ears to hear. Yes, sir. Help me to say that, Lord. For I've given you an assignment in the Spirit to spend as much time in prayer as you possibly can, giving yourself over. But in the same way, I desire that nothing be done out of a sense of legalism. But I desire all things to be done out of intimacy. The remedy, the recipe for being able to spend your hours or any amount of time that I've asked you to spend without a sense of legalism is to seek that place of intimacy and to know me face to face. For it's out of face to face encounters that I desire to have with you on a daily basis that I'll turn dry lands into wet places watered by my Spirit. Intimacy is the order of the day. Fellowship in my Spirit. Intermittent with tongues and my word, but do nothing out of mechanics. Do all things out of that which is fueled by my Spirit, saith the Lord, saving some by compassion, as I said in the book of Jude. On some, having compassion, that your prayers of intercession will make a difference. And if not, then the final place will be for me to go to them in a final stand of judgment for them, so that they have the opportunity to be turned, saith the Spirit of the Lord. When I said that many will fall away, I was not just speaking about that they would fall away to a backslidden place, yet remain with candles lit on the inside. But I was prophesying of a church and people that were once in the church that would go all the way back into darkness and lose all hope of eternity. Therefore, let your stand be an avid stand, full of compassion and full of grace. Allow me on your prayer times on a weekly basis to take you past your family and pray at large that God would move on cities and churches and places. I'm asking you with authority, do this thing, because I desire to reach my body. I desire to save many. I'm counting on you, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm counting on you.